But tell me, how did you get interested in this, especially with your background in mathematics? How did this happen for you?
Well, I picked up Michael Drosnin's book, The Bible Code, back in 1998, and I read it, and I was totally in disbelief. I thought, surely this could not be. But I was intrigued with the idea of the possibility of coding, and I was also challenged professionally, in a sense, to try to develop the math to determine whether what was in his book was just due to coincidence or whether it was really something that was unusual. And after developing that math and testing his book, I concluded that virtually everything in his book was trivial. And that it was the kind of, what he presented were things that you could pretty much find in about any collection of Hebrew letters. And, I looked further at some of the examples that were in there, did some more investigation on my own, and retained a Hebrew expert. And Dr. Jacoby and I were quite amazed at what we found once we got well into our investigation.
When you started to investigate the codes, what kind of methods did you use, did Dr. Jacoby use? I mean, did you have to develop computer software for this? How did you look at what you were looking at?
Well, we used software that was produced in Israel. There are basically two very good packages out there today, Keys to the Bible and also CodeFinder. And each of those is probably in the range of 50, 60 bucks, something like that. And before you use it, you're going to need to learn the Hebrew alphabet.
Uh-huh.
Because what you do is you have to enter in a word in Hebrew to start your search. Now, both the programs have an ability to, you enter in an English word and then converts it to Hebrew and then does a search, so I guess I have to back off a little bit from that statement. But if you're really going to work with the software for any length of time, I think you need to know the Hebrew alphabet.
Now, who developed the software? How did that happen?
Well, it's been a Jewish belief for centuries that God dictated the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, letter by letter to Moses on Mount Sinai.
Uh-huh.
And because of this belief, Jews throughout many centuries have believed that there was extensive coding in the Torah. And as a result of this, they tried searching for it in various ways, and of course they developed some programs about 20 years ago to try to do this kind of searching. And it's really a very similar thing to the kind of search engine that you and I and everyone use today on the internet. You type in a word that you're looking for, and it cranks through a huge amount of stuff and returns back what it finds.
One of the criticisms I've heard, Edwin, about the codes is that you can't really look at it to predict the future. You're looking at it, and then you have to try to put in events that have already occurred. Now, is that true? Is that accurate?
Well, I don't think that the codes were put there for the purpose of making predictions possible. And but you know, apart from how I came to that conclusion, I guess what I should say is that there are a lot of uncertainties that exist about the content of any particular code that you find.
Mm-hmm.
And there are enough uncertainties that even if you find something interesting, you can't really be sure that you have something that was intentionally put there. And so there are always some question marks around the findings, any one individual finding. However, when you come up with a large group of findings about the same topic and you have lots of lengthy codes in the same area, you can show mathematically that it's basically impossible for that to happen by chance. So we can validate and say that the phenomenon as a whole is real.
Now, give me your definition of what you believe the Bible code to be, and then why? Why is it written in code?
Well, let's back up a little bit. My definition of what I believe it to be. I think there are two possible purposes the codes could serve. One is to provide predictions.
Okay.
The other is to serve as some kind of evidence that the document itself, the Hebrew Bible, was not written by human beings, but was written by a superhuman intelligence that knew the future at the time that the book was written. And they're very different purposes. And the latter purpose is kind of like that authentication strip in a $20 bill, which if you hold a $20 bill up to the light, you see this little strip that says 20 U.S., 20 U.S., 20 U.S.
All the way down, yeah.
All the way down. And it serves no purpose other than to say that this $20 bill is the real thing. And I think codes are a lot like that. Now, of course, Drosnin, in his book, tried to use them more for predictive purposes.
Right.
And I think he's been pretty roundly criticized for that. But also, the main problem with his book is that virtually all of the examples that he presented were very short words.
So you think the code itself is a code for authentication of a supreme being, intelligent design,
yes,
as opposed to merely just a glossary of predictions, which may still be there, right?
Right. I personally believe that there are a huge number of predictions in the codes. However, when you find any one particular thing, you can't say for sure that it is a prediction, or that it might be something coincidental, or you don't only have part of it, or you haven't interpreted it properly, or even what we're finding is a lot of these codes present a viewpoint, a very specific viewpoint, and if the viewpoint is that of an untruthful person, then you can't believe the content of it. We found a lot of codes that are from a terrorist viewpoint, for example. And we found a lot from an American perspective, from a Jewish perspective, a Christian perspective, they have very distinct flavors to them.
Is that based on interpretation of the particular ethnic group?
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, basically. It's just like, if you were to take the literal content of the Bible and to strip out quotation marks and any reference to who's speaking, and take little fragments of it, that comes pretty close to what you get in the codes.
Okay.